Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Sarah girl? This is your joint. We working on it. Tell me how you like that.
What's up now? We see you out there doing your thing. We want to send this out to all the ladies that's living a rich life. Come on, girls. Woo!
If you think that being rich is all about the money, I'm here to say you better change the way you're thinking, honey. Free your mind and body so that you'll be healthy. Soul work will make you completely wealthy. Live your life with the chance that you'll inspire somebody else to spread their wings and take it higher. Cherish the moments with the people you love. Don't stress your problems, cause the weight is too much. I'm living a rich life, I'm walking in purpose, enjoying a real life, got blessings to serve. There ain't nothing that can take this from me. Finally, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I'm living a rich life, so pregnant with purpose, something like a midwife. I know I can. With my life, I'm growing through this. Not worried about the material things that I don't have around. I'm rich because I take advantage of the mindset that I found. In spite of the fact that I'm not perfect, the Creator says that I deserve it. I'm doing me to the highest degree. I'm not gonna let nobody take it from me.
Known as Gumbo for the Soul Radio. I'm your host, Joey Pinkney, picking up the baton handed off by tonight's honoree, the late, great, talented, and lovely Lady Serenity, a.k.a. author Rachel Berry, who you just heard opening that uplifting song she wrote and produced for her Living a Rich Life conferences. We're here to celebrate the life and legacy with an intimate conversation with a few of her close friends. But first, let's say hello to the creator of Tribe Family Channel, Ms. Beverly Black Johnson. Hello, Ms. Beverly, are you there?
Hello, Joey. Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Hi.
Hey.
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. Actually, we're having some studio problems. Can everyone hear Joey on the show?
Yeah, I can hear him. This is Bruce.
All right. Awesome. Sorry about that, folks.
Did you happen to hear the opener, or do I need to rerun the opening statement?
You're good. Go ahead. This is Beverly Black Johnson. Thank you for that intro, Joey. Tribe Family Channel, picking up where we left off with some audio problems. And Joey Pinkney, thank you for that opening. I am so honored and privileged to be here to celebrate my sister in spirit, Lady Serenity, a.k.a. author Rachel Berry. She went on home to be with the Creator January 9th. 2013, and we're so honored to all be here to celebrate her life and legacy with our new radio show host, Joey Pinkney, picking up the baton where Rachel left off, and he's going to introduce our guest this evening.
Well, Beverly Black Johnson, I would like to first and foremost thank you for actually allowing me to pick up the baton and actually be a host of this show. Hopefully we'll continue the legacy that Rachel has laid down for us, and I really do appreciate this opportunity. Our first guest, highly sought-after lecturer, award-winning producer, Mr. Bruce George. I've had the honor of actually being on the show with him before. He's also the co-founder of Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO. Everybody knows and loves that. He's also a director of business development for Gumbo for the Soul International. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm blessed, Brother Joey and Bev. What's going on?
Hello, my brother. Thank you so much for being able to make the show. I know you've been traveling on that red eye over the last couple of days, so I know the sacrifice that you're making to be here, and I appreciate you so much.
No, it's all good because, Rachel, God bless her soul, and my condolences to her family. Was an amazing and still is an amazing sister. I know she's in good spirits right now. One thing that I really love and respect about her is the fact that she was always about, just having that relationship with God. She was always positive and upbeat, very entrepreneurial. I used to make fun of her. I was like, wow, every time I turn around, you have a new book coming out, you have this coming out, you're doing this, you're doing that. So she was a serious, hustler. She was just really very entrepreneurial, and that's what I'm about. And just a real good person, a real good heart. So it was a very low blow for me and others, as you can attest to that. I love the song that she produced because that's definitely her. It's not just about consumption. She was about giving back. And, it's been said that some people are so poor that all they have is money. A lot of people, they just get focused on just money. But, no, she was about substance and she was about giving back. So, it's been said that the spoken word perishes, but the written word endures. So she's left a legacy. She's left the written word behind. She left her reputation behind. And that's going to live forever.
Absolutely.
We also have tonight, we have Shelia M. Goss. She's an Essence best-selling author of My Invisible Husband, also the Lip Gloss Chronicles. And she's a plethora of great information. I've had the opportunity of asking her a couple of questions years ago, and the information she's given me then is still applicable now. How are you doing, Shelia?
I'm doing great. How are you, Joey and Beverly and Bruce?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Sheila, how you doing, sister?
I'm doing fine. I was honored to be asked to be on your first show, so thank you for having me. And I don't even know where to begin with when it comes to talking about Rachel, because she has been a very important part of my life, and I just feel, it has been a tremendous loss for me because I went to her for inspiration.
I know, and it's a tremendous loss for all of us, and you were there for me at that time. I remember how and when you first found out, and you and I had to get on the phone.
So it's definitely a tremendous loss. But like Bruce says, her spirit lives on, and we uplift her, and her legacy and the written words that she left behind will go on as her legacy and keep her alive within our hearts and our spirits. And we've all had the pleasure of working with her and being around her, so it's great that we're able to gather here this evening and honor her.
Yes, indeed. And if the listeners haven't read anything by Rachel, they definitely need to go and get them. They can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If they need a list of books, they can contact one of us, and we'll be happy to get that list to them.
That's right.
Definitely.
That is absolutely right.
Last but not least, we have one more guest. She's the First Lady of Comedy and Fiction, Sister Pat Georgie Walker. She'll be joining us probably a little bit late. I'm not sure if she's on the line or not, but she had a family emergency, so let's keep her in our prayers, and hopefully she'll be able to join us on this show.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now I'd like to give, if you're just tuning in, this is Tribe Family Channel's preseason opener. We're formerly known as the Gumbo for the Soul Radio. I'm your host, Joey Pinkney. We're going to try to carry on and continue this great legacy that Rachel Berry and also Beverly Black Johnson, as it started with Gumbo for the Soul, transitioning into the Tribe Family Channel. Just to give you a little bit of information about Rachel Berry, she also went by the moniker Lady Serenity. She grew up as Sarah Rachel Gainsbury in Newark, East Orange, in Orange, New Jersey. She was a wife, mother of four adults, grandmother of four gorgeous girls, a published author, as we know, and poet, motivational speaker, and as we know, radio talk show host, occasional columnist, mentor, book coach, indie book publisher, event planner, songwriter, businesswoman, community leader, and the list goes on. She was very prolific and very diverse in her skill set and the things that she put forth. She put her family first. She enjoyed her life in Virginia. And when she wasn't writing, she also enjoyed reading, dining out. She did a lot of traveling, and she was a movie buff also. She credited her gains and blessings and achievements to her relationship and guidance from her creator, her association with great women, positive family members, loyal friends, the upbringing of an amazing woman, her mother, and the support of her, the support and love of her husband, children, and grandchildren. She also worked as a government employee for the Veterans Administration for 25 and a half years. As, quote unquote, Rachel Berry, this writer served as a monthly columnist for SoarMag.com, Shade the Romance magazine, and also an online, which is an online literary magazine from 2009 to 2011. She also wrote for Examiner.com. She had a column with Examiner.com. Berry is also the award-winning author of three books, which include a chapbook of poetry. So her poetry book, From the Heart and Heat of Me, Family Pictures, Written Photographs of Jealousy, Lies, and Secrets. That was her mainstream fiction release. She also had the Clifton Henderson series. Rachel Berry was also a contributor to 1995's Chicken Soup for the Unsinkable Soul, and her contribution was Small Soldiers. She was also contributed to the Poetry Guild 2004 Memories and Daydreams. Her online e-zine blogs include Timbuktu. She's also written for Written Voices, Sexy Ebony Authors, and also HamptonRose.com. Just to let you know, Rachel Berry is the founder and president. I'm talking past and present at the same time, but she was the founding president of social community group Black Pearls United Incorporated, which was an African-American sister circle that was founded in 2000. She was the CEO and founder of the VOW Network, which is Voices of Wisdom, LLC. The purpose of that LLC was to spread life information, inspiration, and connecting information experts to their public. As we all know, she was an internet radio talk show host, and she had a show, the Heart and Soul Show, and she was also the host of Gumbo for the Soul Radio, which I actually had the honor and the pleasure of co-hosting a show, which also included, if I'm not mistaken, had you too, right, Bruce?
Exactly, yeah. I enjoyed that show tremendously.
Yes, we were all. Remember the show Men of Honor, Joey?
Yes.
Oh, that was a wonderful show. Myself, Bruce, you, expounding on your grandfather, And, you know, I remember that as one of my most favorite shows, Honor Michael Jackson and My Dad, and you and Rachel just really, really made my day that day.
It was definitely a wonderful experience to be on a show with not only Rachel, but the other people that we had on the panel.
Absolutely.
You know what's so deep is that James Baldwin said, the arbitrary nature of time and the limits set to your endeavors is contained in two words, the end. You know, and it's been said, it's not how long you live, it's how well you live.
That's true.
Rachel lived very, very well. You know, when you read that litany of, like, all of the things that she had her hands in, you know, that was, like, very monumental, you know. And for somebody to be able to do all of those things and wear all of those different hats, still keep a great spirit and still, you know, I mean, she, to the very end, she was just like totally, totally upbeat, positive, fearless. You feel me? I mean, that's a big testament of her relationship with God. Okay.
Yes.
That's a very big testament when you know that you're facing, you know, your sense of mortality and you still maintain that sense of, you know, humility and fearlessness. And positivity. So that says a whole lot about her character and her spirit.
You're absolutely right about that. And, you know, few people know that Rachel was also taking care of her parents. So as caretakers of her parents and enjoying the blessings of being a wife, a mother, and having four beautiful grandchildren, she lived a rich, full life, just like her song says, you know. And then to have her I'm Living a Rich Life conference last year in December, I wasn't able to make it, but it was just such a huge success. God has richly blessed her, and we're just also very fortunate to be able to still carry on, you know, in this way and in the spirit, in her words. One of her most inspiring works is Family Pictures, like Joey was reading off some of her accolades, the written photographs of Jealousy, Lies, and Secrets. How profound is that? You know, so absolutely a profound woman and author.
Definitely. And also, when you talk about, like, the her having a sense of her own upcoming mortality, it really is a testament to how strong she is, because she didn't waver. It wasn't like she stayed stuck on the fact that that was upcoming. She actually kept moving forward, and she has a lot to show for, you know,
exactly,
her life.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, so I really, I mean, that is so commendable of her.
Were you going to say something?
So, Jay, why don't you take us? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think she might have. Were you going to say something, Sheila?
Well, I was just mentioning, you know, I had the pleasure of working on several projects with her, as well as talk about the personal. Beverly mentioned the fact, you know, that she was a caretaker, and that's another thing that her and I had in common, because I helped my mom with my grandmother, and my grandmother has dementia, and, you know, it can be challenging, but Rachel always had an upbeat, and she was very encouraging, you know, in that area in order to be able to deal with someone that has dementia. So it's just, like, overall, she was, to me, like I said, she was just a great person and very encouraging in so many areas in my life.
Absolutely.
I want to take a couple of minutes to actually kind of pick you guys' brains and see who she was from through your eyes. I want to start off with Beverly, if I could. I want to ask you, when did you first meet Rachel, and what was that encounter like?
Well, Rachel called me one day, and she asked me to be on her show to interview on From the Heart and Soul show with Lady Serenity, and I was humbled because, you know, in our line of work, when someone offers their platform for our voice, it's humbling. And immediately I could tell that she had a very strong spirit. And I told her that. I said, you're a very spiritual person. You know, I'm sensing this. And we never stopped talking from that day. That was 2 years, over 2 years ago. From that day, we just continued to build and grow, and we became so close, just, you know, sisters in the spirit. And the effects that she has had on my life are, I could not expound enough. We don't have enough time here. We really don't have enough time.
And that's when you know somebody is great, when you can't say enough stuff about them. But let's get down to some specifics. What would be the greatest thing that you could take away from knowing her?
Agape love.
That would be love. Okay. All right, well, simple enough.
No, I said agape, Joe.
Oh,
agape love.
I apologize. Okay, definitely.
No, I just wanted to be clear because that would be love.
Yeah.
And agape love is two different things. So I would say agape love.
That is very
down to the
agape.
Soul and the bone. Agape love.
Totally,
yes.
Totally unconditional. Yeah.
Unconditional. Absolutely. My sister.
In the spirit of Lady Serenity, as she would ask, tell us something about yourself that we might not already know, Beverly.
You know what? If we could just go around and with the first question to everyone,
okay, no problem.
And then and that would be a little better for me because I think I better take a breath in between. we're talking about Rachel. I never got to hold her. I never got to hug her. So I think I better take a breather and let us go around the room.
All right, no problem. We definitely understand that. So take your time. Take your time, Beverly. Bruce, when was the first time you met Rachel, and what was your encounter like with her?
Well, I had the opportunity a couple of years ago to be introduced to her through Beverly, which I'm very, very honored to this very day and will always be honored to have met her. And what was impressionable about her to me was the fact that she was just very spiritual. She had a very spiritual acuity, was just like off the Richter, you know, and it was genuine. You know, it's been said nothing so much prevents one from being natural as a desire to appear natural. She wasn't trying to appear anything, you know. She just was, you know. And
that's
so it was a realness because, you know, real recognizes real. And that's one thing that really stuck out to me about her is her realness. And I think that's what made us click, you know, because real recognizes real. And, you know, I have a relationship with God. She had a relationship with God and still has a relationship with God, you know. And it's just one of those things where it was like, wow, she's entrepreneurial, she's spiritual, she's on the go, she's about something, she's a substance. So I was just basically like in awe of her, you know. I mean, and I'm a go-getter myself, right? And for me to be in awe of someone that's getting it in like that is like very like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So She really had that type of impression upon people where it's like instantaneously you just know, you know, that she's a real person. She's a real person. And, you know, it was just that realness is just amazing. And just her wherewithal, you know. I mean, to this very day I'm scratching my head and I'm like, every time a book would come out or every time I'm hearing she's doing this thing, I'm like, where are you finding the time to do all this? Like, you know, and then I'm like, I have to pinch myself and say, damn, you know, like, wow, you know, where do you find the time to do the things that you do? It all comes from passion. So the very, very
passionate, and the bundle together too.
Yeah, very, 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 very passionate. I mean, like, you know, like Pablo Neruda, you know, in terms of his writing, he's one of my favorite writers. And, you know, if you would have just boiled him down to one word, it would be passion, right? Or passionate, rather. And that's exactly what she was. She was a very passionate woman, without a doubt.
And, Bruce, if you will recall, upon meeting Rachel, she sought a comment for her youth novella, A Slip in the Right Direction, the Cliff Henderson series, and you gave her a back cover comment for her book. So she was so grateful for that. Yeah, and I didn't know that we,
Hello.
You know, kind of put the word out there. Hi, is that Kat?
Yes. It's
oh,
me.
Joey. Hi, Joey, there's your guest, Kat.
All right. Hey, Pat, how you doing? Glad you can make it with us.
Well, I'm here for a short time. I'm
okay.
at the dialysis center with my husband, so I don't have as much time as I would have liked to have spent, but and I'm on my cell phone in the car, but I am
I'm just
in awe of the impact that Rachel has had on so many lives, and I'm kind of like Beverly right now. I'm trying to just pull myself together. Because
well,
I
let,
had
let Joey tell the listeners who we're speaking to. Go ahead, Joey. Let the people know who we're listening to.
Okay, this is our guest. She's the first lady of comedy and fiction, Pat Georgie Walker. Very prolific, very well-respected in the literary industry.
Well, thank you for those words.
Oh, yeah. I know
you were interviewing someone else, and I really don't want to take anyone's time, but I don't want to take a chance.
We want you to take the floor.
But I have to tell you that, number one, Rachel was my girl. And I had an opportunity to meet Rachel. As Beverly said, I had an opportunity to hug Rachel. And Rachel definitely was Lady Serenity, because anytime she entered your space, whether it was literal or physical or spiritual, she brought peace with her.
True.
Amen.
True.
And it was during a time when Rachel and I had so much in common, because she was taking care of her parents and I took care of my mother, who had Alzheimer's, and Rachel had cancer, and I had cancer, and we were both trying to put out our books. And one thing I can say about Rachel is she never held a pity party.
Exactly.
Never held a pity party.
You nailed it.
She refused to let anxiety or any negativity come into her space. So
exactly.
If you wanted... And Rachel had a habit of texting me out of the blue. She would just text, you know, peace, my beautiful sister, or thinking of you, just something, you know. And I never knew if it was a good day or a bad day for Rachel, because Rachel would never let on.
Exactly. She was going through what she was going through and texted me, asking me, how am I doing?
Yes, I got a text from Rachel about a week before she passed. It was around New Year's. She was texting me to wish me a Happy New Year.
Exactly.
And I wish I had the YouTube information, but there is a video of Rachel doing a reading. I think it was at one of Ellen Sutter's events. If you can find Rachel on YouTube, she nailed it. I mean, she nailed it. She had so much passion and fire, even in her reading. And you would never know that she was reading fiction because of the way she presented it.
Wow.
She took you on a journey. If she rode high, you rode high. If she rode low, you rode low. You felt and saw everything that that woman wrote and talked about.
Pat Georgie Walker, let us ask you one of the questions that our guests are being posed. Joey, if you will, so that she can let us be privy to her deep emotions.
Okay. Well, when you called in, what we were what the roundtable discussion was focused on is the first time you met Rachel Berry, and what was your impression of that first encounter?
Well, the first time I met Rachel was about a year or two after we had started communicating. And I was in, Newport News, Virginia. And Rachel came to a book signing that was being held in my honor. And when she first stepped out of her car, the only way I recognized Rachel was because of her dreads, her long dreads, because she had lost a lot of weight. but the smile on her face.
Wow.
Nobody had to tell me that was Rachel Berry. Her smile gave her away. And the first thing she asked me was, what can I do to help?
That was her always wanting to make sure that she was
to help. And she brought me a beautiful dashiki. It was just gorgeous. I've only worn it once. And when Rachel passed away, I put it away in my closet for fear that something might happen to it. But that was my first impression of Rachel. Beautiful smile, peace, and the offer of helping, that Southern hospitality. I don't mean that Southern hospitality that you learn up north. I'm talking about that Southern hospitality that you had to get from Big Mama.
Okay.
Right, that's genuine.
Come on now. I know that's why.
She was genuine. There was nothing phony about Rachel. What you saw is what you got. And I heard Beverly say that agape love. That's the way Rachel was. Rachel did not have to see you. As far as I'm concerned, whenever Rachel met you, you were just someone, a friend that she had yet to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, Rachel was not a gossiper. I can tell you that Rachel would not let you bring a bone and take a bone.
Come on now, I love that.
She would, she would cut you off at the kneecap.
Come on,
Rachel,
now.
Rachel, did you play that?
Very necessary.
Rachel did not play that. If somebody said something or did something, oh, well, they probably must be having a bad day. Bam, that's it. That's it.
Open his shirt.
That's
where it
should be. Rachel would pray. Rachel would pray with you. Rachel, you know, I can't say enough about Rachel.
We're going to let Joey pose the next question to you and be respectful of your limited time, Sister Pat George Walker. We had another question that was going around, but we want you to expound on the next one.
Okay.
If you can sum it up, what is the greatest thing that you take away from having known her?
The greatest thing, well, I know the word passion has already been stated, but see, there's passion that you have for the moment and then passion that you have like it's part of your DNA. Rachel had that DNA passion. I don't think she knew of any other way to be.
Yeah.
Passion.
That was just her.
That was Rachel. She didn't know no better.
She had a vision, she had a direction, and she took it.
That's it. And woe be to you if you got in her way. If you wasn't with the program, was next, because she was going to get the job done.
Hey, you better believe it. And I'm still scratching my head in terms of how she was able to put out quality work in such a short period of time. I mean, back to back, and I'm like, wow.
Yes, and when she was writing A Slip in the Right Direction, oh, my goodness, the love and the passion she had for the young people. And she was determined that somebody was going to write something or she was going to write something positive for the young people and meet them where they were, not talk over their heads, not talk around them, not talk at them, but get on the same page with them, become them. And that was right.
That's true. That's
it's very impressive that, you know, we have maybe four or five different people speaking to Rachel, and it's all been consistent. You know, she's been very passionate. She's had a direction. She's been prolific. And not only been passionate, but she's also been very active. And a lot of people, you know, we have all these dreams, hopes, and aspirations, but it takes a very special person to, no matter what life throws at them, positive or negative, they still stay on track to get their vision, you know, make their vision a reality.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. Joey, tell us about the first time you met Rachel.
Oh, the first time I met her, online, being a person that does author interviews and book reviews and stuff like that, we've communicated with each other on and off over the past couple of years. I actually had the chance to be on one of her shows for a promotion for a different anthology. I was in the Soul of a Man anthology, and she actually hosted a show featuring me. And one of the things that I took from that first encounter of actually hearing her voice was the same thing somebody else said. She was very calm. She had a very calming energy about herself, and it made me feel comfortable right off the bat. So I didn't feel like I was under a lot of pressure to say a bunch of smart, you know, snappy sayings and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, it felt like I was having a conversation with one of my college buddies. It felt like I was speaking to one of my aunts, you know, just kind of chit-chatting. And it was great. And we had a great show from there. And then after that, we kind of stayed in communication with each other, bouncing ideas off each other. I remember one time I was supposed to be on one of her – I was supposed to host a show with her one day. And it just so happened that I just, out of the blue, I had to fly out of town. And I was calling her from the airport, and I was apologizing. I was like, I thought I was going to be in one place, and I'm in transit and all this kind of stuff. And I've been in those situations with other people, and you can kind of hear the frustration in their voice, and you kind of get the vibe, the negative, the frustrated vibe from them. She wasn't even like that. She was just like, hey, I understand. You know, sometimes things happen. And her main thing for me was be safe in your travels. You know, you just make sure you get to where you're trying to go safely. That's the most important thing. And for as opposed to her saying, well, I don't know what I'm going to do about my show now. You said you was going to be here. You know, instead of going off on that angle, it was almost like I didn't tell her that I wasn't going to be able to make her a show. It was like I was talking to my aunt, like, hey, auntie, I'm going to be a little bit late, so I just kind of want to let you know. And she was, you know, she was very accommodating, and that impression stuck with me. And also, like, even after that, after we did the Men of Honor show, Beverly, we talked on the phone a couple times, and we was like kind of trading information on like doing like book trailer videos and how to get the timing down, all this kind of stuff. And one thing I loved about talking with her is that you can give her as much information as you have, but then she'll also do the same for you. So anything that she knew and she thought it could help you out, she wouldn't be afraid or be stingy with the information that you know, too.
Beverly?
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt. My husband is out of dialysis now, so I'm going to have to take him home. But I have really enjoyed what I've heard thus far. And to those who never had an opportunity to meet Rachel, I would suggest that they go on YouTube and just, you know, just put in her name in the search engine and listen to her. And I think they will get a sense of what we're talking about.
We sure appreciate you stopping by, sweetie, and we'll continue to keep you and your husband held up in our prayers. Thank you so much for imparting some of your time, wisdom, and knowledge, and comedic professionalism with us. Joe, you want to send her off?
Thank you for definitely, thank you for your time. We do understand that, you know, you got a lot of things going on right now. We do appreciate the kind words that you have for Rachel, and look forward to having you on the show sometime in the future, and you have a blessed evening.
Okay, Joey, Mr. George,
yes,
Beverly, all of you. Thank you.
The doctor's on there with
you to participate. Pardon me?
That Sheila Goss is on there with you.
Oh,
Pat, I'm so sorry.
Yes, oh, my God.
I interrupted you.
Oh, Sheila, that's my girl. Sheila, I'm so sorry.
But it's okay.
Well, Sheila, no, I didn't mean no harm.
Yeah, I know. And you and your husband are both in my prayers.
Thank you so much. So y'all have an enjoyable evening, and I know somewhere, if
as
Rachel
well.
Could, she'd say, peace be unto you.
Thank you.
And peace be unto you, too. And I just wanted you and Sheila to hear each other's voice, sweetie. So you be blessed, and we'll call you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you.
Talk to you
all later.
Okay, so listen, and that's a perfect segue for me as well, because Bev knows I'm just getting in from out of town. I'm crazy jet lag, and I have to handle some business right now. But thanks for having me on the show. I would like part heaven and hell to make sure that I be a part of this. You know what I'm saying? Yo, for real.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bruce. And I know that you, like I said, have been on that red eye. We just wanted to give you the opportunity to let us know how you all met. And we know that you did have a pivotal role in the steps that she took towards her healing. And it made some bomb introductions to her and different people that aided in that, and she is eternally grateful to you for that. Will never be forgotten, and we'll be in touch. Keep building, brother. All right, God bless you.
My condolences again to her family. You know, definitely my condolences again to her family. But she's still with us spiritually.
She is definitely with us, and she's going everywhere we go.
We're going to take that mantle and continue to press on and upward. You know. Well, God bless,
absolutely.
All right?
Absolutely.
All
right, God bless you, too.
God bless
all
you,
right.
Too.
Peace. All right. If you're just now tuning in or if you've been listening and you didn't catch it from the very top, this is the Tribe Family Channel's preseason opener. Tribe Family Channel is formerly known as Gumbo Cortisol Radio. I'm your host, Joey Pinkney. Picking up the baton right where it left off with Rachel Barry, we're going to honor her tonight with this show. Sheila, we haven't had a chance to hear your take on things. We didn't haven't had a chance yet to hear your experiences. So, could you tell us like your first encounter and what was that kind of like with Rachel Barry?
I met Rachel. It was probably like 2009 in one of the writing groups, and we've been in contact ever since, off and on over the years. And I can tell you one thing: like everybody's mentioned, she was very passionate about literacy. She was very passionate about people. And she always had this positive vibe about herself. You know, you want to surround yourself with those type of people because, you know, life will bring so much at you. But when you're talking to someone that's passionate, has that positive vibe about themselves, it's encouraging because she was a spiritual person. So she also, had something spiritual to say to you that will help uplift you. And she was very supportive, not just with my books. I started doing banners and other things, and when she heard about it, she jumped. She was like, I want you to do a banner. And I'm like, well, I'm not really, I don't have that much experience in it, but she didn't care. And the same thing with Beverly. Her and Beverly both, over the years, have been very supportive. No matter what venture that I try to, that I go do, they've been very supportive of me. And
vice versa, honey. You know, we always look to you, Sheila. You're one of the first names that come up anytime Rachel and I were building and leveraging and trying to, envision something on our projects. We always think of, running something by you, hoping that your schedule wasn't too full. So thank you so very much. And then if we get around to taking a caller, Joey, I think we have a caller from the 570 area code that might want to say something on behalf of Lady Serenity, a.k.a. author Rachel Barry. Who's that on the line with us? Hello, would you like to say something from the 570 area code? Okay, well, I guess they want to just listen in. So go ahead, Sheila and Joey, take us on. Back to the message.
Okay. And I think Joy may have mentioned it, but she just had a way of making you feel special. You could be having one of those days, and if you talk to her, by the time you got off that phone, you were uplifted. You felt like you could go conquer the world. she really did. She just had a way of making you feel special. She had a way of making you feel that you could do whatever you set out to do. And I don't think I've ever spoken with her and she was in a bad mood. She may have had I can't remember.
Yeah, and like I was saying earlier, with calling in and letting her know that I wouldn't be able to make a certain show, I mean, even then, she didn't sound frustrated. I didn't feel all nervous and bad. I felt bad when I got on the phone, but not because of her. I felt bad because I wasn't able to make the show, but she smoothed everything out, and not many people make you feel that comfortable consistently. She's all
exactly.
I think think Lady Serenity is a perfect was a perfect name for her for two reasons, because she was definitely a lady. She was very classy. And
mm-hmm.
Serenity is what she brought. She definitely brought Serenity to the scene whenever she showed up.
Joey, you hit the nail on the nose breaking down that Lady Serenity. She did. She brought the serenity, and I'm going to tell you, you guys don't know behind the scenes trying to produce a show or a book or like, well, you all do know because we're the ones that are doing that. And you know the frustration and some of the brick walls that you can run into, and you could call on Rachel to help you, you know, break those brick walls down and get to the goal, and we coined that A-N-T. Ain't nobody playing. You know, we would knock down any obstacles that, you know, presented themselves because we're serious about this. You know, we have a vision. We're trying to, you know, bring a message to the world. And she was phenomenal for making you feel that comfortable peace that you needed so that you could go ahead and, you know, get past the adversities and get past the obstacles. And you know, when you get off the phone or off of a show, you felt that peace. You know, she called you after the show to make sure you're okay. That's what I take away, always making sure that I was okay. And I would never, ever, I've never met anyone like that. That always had that spirit and was mindful of the external, wasn't about herself.
Exactly. And it was, she had that peace about herself. And that's the kind of peace that I think we all should try to strive to have, because no matter what was going on around her, and like you said, unless you just help, you know, unless you talked to her and knew some of these things were going on, you never would have known she was dealing with the cancer or dealing with taking care of an elderly parent or anything.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
Exactly. Well, Joey, what is the greatest thing that you would take away, whatever that question is you have now in front of you?
The greatest thing I would take away from our encounter and the greatest thing I would take away from my experience with her is being calm, because a lot of times we cause undue stress to ourselves. And I'm pretty sure, like you pointed out, Beverly, I'm pretty sure, just like everybody else, there's a lot of stressors that come from different directions in our life. And one thing that we have to do is be able to weather the storm and be able to see things for what they are, not for what they seem. And that seems like that's the type of attitude that she had going through cancer, going through the rigors of trying to publish a book, the rigors of trying to write a book. Like you was talking about all the different things that can go wrong with producing a radio show, you wouldn't know how stressful her life was in totality by just interacting with her, because she wasn't the type of person to always harp on the stress in her life. She actually took that stress as par for the course, and she made something positive out of it. And
absolutely.
Just looking at all the different things that she's written, the different shows she's been a host of, the different people, you know, it's just five people talking about them. I'm pretty sure it's 50 or 500, even 1,000 people that have been affected directly by experiencing who she was as a person.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so many people have made friendships and built on their networks as a result of knowing Rachel. Rachel has been phenomenal with introducing people to other people for, you know, one reason or another. She's introduced me to different artists, different authors, different, you know, typesetters, you know, graphic artists, and we were always about leveraging and building and, you know, making sure that we brought the right people into the network and into the fold. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have this special show tonight, because of all of us being so closely connected to Rachel and being brought into that fold, because we did operate on such a large, you know, mass level as far as networking, but when it comes to those in the immediate circle that were in that fold that would actually, you know, have that opportunity to work on different projects together, we kept that circle real intimate and small. And, you know, it's wonderful to be able to
say that we're all inclusive of that. You know, the two that have left the line, Mr. Bruce George, producer, deaf poet, and then Sister Pat Georgie Walker, yourself, Joey, and Sheila, and myself. Just amazing to have just been introduced spiritually. You know, someone that I'll never be able to hold, never be able to, you know, meet in the natural, but will always know in the spirit, you know. And I do want to make an announcement that prayerfully, June 22nd of this year, we will release Voices of Wisdom by Rachel Berry, and it will be affirmations that get your day started. And that's not the official title, but she had a show called Voices, but a group called Voices of Wisdom. So our next season is dubbed after Voices of Wisdom, and then we'll keep you and our listeners abreast as we go further. But we just wanted to give that little shout-out and surprise that, as Bruce was saying, her words live on, and we will make sure that her words hit the platform June 22nd, 2013, which would have been her 55th birthday.
And we need to have online or maybe even come up for a radio show for like a release party.
Well, you know what? We will definitely make sure that those of us, you know, that are privy to knowing, you know, her type of flow and vision are in that. And, you know, Sheila, you know I'll be calling you. Don't even worry. I'm waiting for April. Okay.
Okay.
Miss full schedule. Joey. Joey,
yeah.
Do we have anything else that we have not covered? Because I did extend the show. We were scheduled for an hour, and I knew that by the time I played that fast song that my sister wrote and produced, we would go over with our guests. And so I know that we're over, so you can take us on home if you will.
All right. Well, this will be the conclusion of the first episode for the Tribe Family Channel preseason. TribeFamilyChannel.com is where you can find more information about not only the Tribe Channel, but also upcoming shows, contests, and much, much more. Let's see. We got some interesting guests for the next show. We have the Grammy Award-winning artist Patricia Lacey Aiken from Sounds of Blackness. I'm pretty sure if you listened to R&B back in the 80s, 90s, you probably, not probably, but definitely heard Sounds of Blackness on the radios and on the videos and stuff like that. So Patricia Lacey Aiken from Sounds of Blackness. She's going to be on the show to discuss her new, her mother's new book, The Battle of a Daytime Nightmare. And her mother's name is Dr. Thelma Battle Bruckner. And pretty interesting here, it's actually produced by Bruce George and published by none other than Gumbo for the Soul Publications. So that's going to be a very special show right there. Alex Haley actually said her book starts where Ruth ended. So that's a very interesting quote to give a book. That particular book can be pre-ordered at ThelmaBattleBuckner.com. Also, Sheila, for the people that have been listening to the show and have heard your voice, where can they find more about you and your books?
It's SheilaGoss.com, SheilaGoss.com. And thanks, Joey, for asking.
No problem. Also, Beverly, I know you're a very prolific person yourself. Where can people find more information about you and contact you?
Well, you know, I'm over here stirring the gumbo as I do, and I'm at gumbofortheSoul.com and also TribeFamilyChannel.com. And where can we find you, Mr. Pinkney?
Well, you can find me at joeypinkney.com, J-O-E-Y-P-I-N-K, like the color pink, N-E-Y.com. You can also find me in the Men of Valor edition of Gumbo for the Soul. I wrote a essay about my grandfather in that book, so it's on Amazon, and wherever you find fine literature, be sure to check it out.
Oh, and give me a Twitter account, because I get a lot of messages on Twitter for you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Definitely. Twitter, you can always find me on Twitter at Joey Pinkney. It's very simple. You can Google it. You can go straight to Twitter and put it in. You'll find me there. If you see me, tweet me. I'll definitely tweet you back. And you also can
find, thank you so much.
Thinking about it, now I'm thinking about it, Tribe Family US. You can also find us on Twitter at Tribe, T-R-I-B-E, Family in US, as in United States. So check us out there. If you're on Twitter, definitely follow us, and we'll follow you back.
That's right. That's right. So I sure want to thank you and thank everyone that joined us for our special celebration of the life and legacy of Sarah Rachel Gaines Berry, my sister, a.k.a. Lady Serenity, Tribe Family Channel. Thank you so much, Joey, for bringing us into our Season 3, formerly known as Gumbo for the Soul Radio. And we'll be looking forward to seeing everybody there. I want y'all to listen and let Living a Rich Life take us out.
Thank you.
What's up, Sarah girl? This is your joint. We working on it. Tell me how you like that.
What's up now? We see you out there doing your thing. We want to send this out to all the ladies that's living a rich life. Come on, girls. Woo!
If you think that being rich is all about the money, I'm here to say you better change the way you're thinking, honey. Free your mind and body so that you be healthy. Soul work will make you completely wealthy. Live your life with the chance that you'll inspire somebody else. Spread their wings and take it higher. Cherish the moments with the people you love. Don't stress your problems, cause the weight is too much. I'm living a rich life, I'm walking in purpose. Enjoying a real life, got blessings and thirst. There ain't nothing that can take this from me. Finally, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I'm living a rich life, too pregnant with purpose. Something like a midwife, I know I deserve it. Ain't nothing that can take this from me. Finally, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Enjoying all of my gifts to the fullest. I'm satisfied with my life, I'm growing through this. Not worried about the material things that I don't have around. I'm rich because I take advantage of the mindset that I found. Inside of the fact that I'm not perfect, the Creator says that I deserve it. I'm doing me to the highest degree. I'm not gonna let nobody take it from me. I'm living a rich life. I'm walking in purpose, enjoying a real life. That blessings and serves. There ain't nothing that can take this from me. Finally, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I'm living a rich life, so pregnant with purpose. Something like a midwife, I know I deserve it. Ain't nothing that can take this from me. Finally, I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
When I own it, I betray it.